Well, I said that years ago. Elizabeth Sartoris, a very prominent biologist, said that biology never understood life. Biology specializes in the description of processes, chemical processes, and other things in living beings. But it's a different story, the comprehension of life itself. And biology was very taken by a materialistic approach to the understanding of life. Well, I read her books and I was impressed by her extraordinary, amazing, and how could I call it? I would say very bold thinking. In any case, when I read the book Biology of Transformation, what happened to me is I said, okay, now I have a biologist here who dares to go beyond what is accepted by the traditional scientific establishment, that dares to ask questions that may be considered by many people to be, okay, but this is outside of the realm of science, and this is whatever. He doesn't care about touching spirituality and touching mental belief processes and other things to begin to look at the integration of all of them in the process of living, the dance between all of them. I also was very impressed in previous readings from Rupert Sheldrake, who also, being a biologist, challenged traditional biology and was able to look and ask questions about biological phenomena that traditional science was very uncomfortable with. So when I read a thinker that dares to go beyond what is, quote, accepted by the traditional official science in whatever way, I am attracted to that immediately. That happened to me. But when I read this book, in so many ways, I began to connect experiences that I have in the rooms where I teach, experiences that I have in my life, my relationships, my thinking, issues of health and others, and all of them in a place of awe, in a place of, I would say, irreverence to traditional thinking, daring, I would call. For me, it was simply joyful. I was connecting experiences in my life with what this guy was saying, experiences in what happened in the rooms where I teach with what this guy was saying. I would say, to make it very simple, that I recommend this book to anyone who lives in questions, who lives asking, who is in love with the mystery of existence, who understands that whatever knowledge we are in is always a little bit of nothing compared with the mystery and the exploration of life. So, no doubt, read it. Go for it. Read it. Wonder. Ask questions. Dare. That's the kind of reading that, for me, is attractive. That's why I recommend this book with all my heart.